Slivka.
This is this very symbolic picture on the half of salami in the older shop.
At his office at the Institute of Contemporary History in Prague, Miroslav Vaněk looks through pictures of everyday life under the communists in his latest book of oral history titled Obyčejné lidé, or Ordinary People. At 1,800 pages, the three-volume tome isn't meant to be read in one sitting, but rather intended to provide a base for further study. What's more, it has a most unusual title. Obyčejné lidé is punctuated with three dots, a question mark, an exclamation mark, and a comma. Mr. Vaněk explains why he chose to end the title of his book with this unconventional punctuation.
We saw that because I don't think that there are some like the ordinary people, like the people from the streets, that it means that this is the question mark, the first one, and the exclamation mark means that we need to know more about these people too, that we need it because it's a quite difficult in Czech Republic, but I think that we forgot on the people from the society, for the normal people. I think that there were around 98% of these people, the people from the streets.
Mr. Vaněk's previous book was titled Vítězové, Poražení, or Winners, Losers. It dealt with the remaining 2% of the population that belonged to either the communist elite or the dissident movement. For ordinary people, Mr. Vaněk interviewed subjects who were just that, ordinary people. They were the overwhelming majority of Czechs, which by his definition includes members of the working class as well as employees of the secret police. Why did he choose to interview them?
We wanted to know how the people lived, if they had a problem and which problem they had in this time. What meant that you are workers or teacher or doctor and you are without some political ambitions, and how it was working in this time. It was the crucial moments, and we were very surprised, like the historians who wanted to put to the interviews our data, some crucial points like the 1968, 1977 when the Charter 77 was founded, 1989, of course. Our angle was that we want to ask the people if these points, if this big events influence their lives, but it was totally different one because the people talk only about the people, only about them, about the family lives, about the working, about the hobbies, about the born of their children, about the death, someone from the family, and it was totally more important and interesting in their interviews. We got more like the human perspectives on the lives. And I think that's so nice that you can create more colorful meaning about the life under the socialism.
Instead of forcing interviewees to look at their lives through the lens of significant political events, the oral historian favored a more open approach, which he says produced more revealing material and even led to new findings.
We work in this method like the first interview were very open. We had with everyone two or three sessions. And in the first session, it was totally open biographical stories from them. After this one, when we evaluated the first interviews together in the group, we prepared some. Our question, it was not only about the politics, but it was the question about the work, about the school, about the education, about the friendships, about the army for men, for example, about how the life was difficult for the women, for example. And we had this question before the project. But after the first interview, we got a lot of new perspectives. So we put together with the older question, and we were asking in the second time and the third time this question. The first were the question which we thought that could be very important for us, like a historian, ethnologist, anthropologist. The second we got like the gift from the interviewers because it was totally new for us, and I don't think that we could got this so good question before the first interview, because it was creating through the interviews and it was a little bit changing our perspective, and we understood more what was the more important for them. It means that we could analyze and interpret their stories from a totally different view than we thought in the beginning.
Já se chtěl zeptat první otázka, co vás na té práci vaší tam nejvíc těšilo a na druhé straně.
A member of Mr. Vaněk's team there asking a former employee of a factory where medical instruments were manufactured about her work. Alena Exklaová talks about her daily experiences.
Tak co mě těšilo, nevím, protože já jsem byla jako takové, bych řekla jako.
I can't really say what about my job made me happy, because I was, well, I could never sew, for example. I never liked it. I was more the technical type. I can fix my own water faucet and stuff like that. I had that in me from childhood, and that's why I liked my job. And most of all, I made my living that way.
Mě to jako, prostě ta práce tak jako bavila, no a hlavně mě teda živila, no.
Like Alena Exlerová, Václav Jelínek was interviewed for the book.
At the time, traveling, especially to the West, was very difficult. All trips had to be approved by the district committee of the Communist Party.
While authenticity was Mr. Vaněk's top priority in compiling the volume, he says he sometimes had to edit the interviews for clarity and alter them slightly.
Every our projects, we have the three level of our results. The first level is that we collected the interviews. In this case, it was 130 interviews. And we got the sound and we have a transcript. Totally every word, everything what we recorded is on the paper. It's the first level, and this thing goes to the archives, and it's open for our colleagues from different spheres of the humanities. The second one are our analysis and interpretation, and the last results are publishing interviews, which we published. We had to change a little bit the stories, not that we changed the science of something like that, but if you need to understand more the so long interviews, we had to, for example, collecting the memories about the family to the one place from the, for example, three sessions. But on the other hand, we didn't change any part of the day meaning from the logical view, nothing. It's better for the understanding for the readers, that we thinking about the readers, because if we publish the first paper first only transcript, it's not easy to read. I don't think that it's readable.
Often, oral history is described as a look at history from below, as opposed to from above. So what can we gain from reading these interviews with ordinary people, and how can they shed light on the larger historical context?
It's quite funny, this oral history, because it's not only about the truth, it's about a human fantasy and how the people want it to be. That not only what they did before, but how they would like to be in the mirror. It means that a lot of people say different thing that they did before. It means that every year around the November 70s, a lot of people were interviewed by the media, by the our colleagues. And now you see how many people say, yes, I was in the Václav Square. It's a funny, because we know that nobody were there, that there'll be only a couple people. And it means that there is the question, why do people lie? And what is the problem that they wish to bring the different background that they was? It's a very, very important question. Why do people create some little bit different story than their life?